From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The United Nations gives Guyanese prisoners a death row reprieve. Sex up for debate in Jamaica, and the island of Montserrat recalls the eruption of King Sufria. I'm Electra Naismith, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
From London, BBC.
Authorities in Guyana have hinted that they may pull out of the United Nations Convention on Human Rights. The agreement gives convicted death row prisoners the right to appeal their sentences to the UN. The news comes as the executions of two prisoners have been stayed following UN intervention. From Georgetown, Colin Smith reports.
The death warrants were read to the two men, Raymond Bassad and Ram Bassad, in their cells on Wednesday. Prison authorities say this was in preparation for their execution by hanging. The two men were first sentenced to death in 1990, for the 1986 murder of a young woman. Since then, there have been a number of appeals to the courts, the last of which was in 1994 and was dismissed. In 1997, a petition for clemency to the Prerogative Board of Mercy was also rejected. However, this afternoon, a message was received by the Guyana government from the United Nations Human Rights Committee, to which the men had appealed. The prison authorities subsequently announced that the executions had been cancelled. This is the fourth execution in Guyana which has been cancelled after the intervention of the United Nations. The last hanging in Guyana took place in August 1997. Since then, two other condemned murderers were scheduled to be hanged, but they appealed to the United Nations, who also recommended that they should be released. They were the first condemned Guyanese to appeal to this body. The government has rejected the recommendation of the UN, and the two men are still in custody. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana for BBC Caribbean Report.